In this interview, I'm talking with Kent Underwood, who has just given one of the virtual farm tours here at World Dairy Expo, and I'm guessing probably one of the most well-attended. From the estimate given to me, there might have been a little over 150 people here in the room for this tour. Kent, tell us first of all about yourself and the company that you represent, or the farm that you were given the tour for.
I currently manage Woodstock Water Buffalo Company. It's a water buffalo dairy facility in central Vermont. And we milk water buffalo, about 130 head currently, and should be well over 200 by the end of the year. We have about 475 in total.
How did the decision to milk water buffalo come about?
The original owners and the current owners in the dairy saw the demand for Italian mozzarella and the Greek-style yogurts for the U.S. population and wanted to compete head-to-head with the Italian imports. So we're really competing against international products, not necessarily competing against the domestic dairy industry. So it complements the dairy industry, not competes against it.
Why is that you would need the water buffalo in order to do that?
In Italy, your true mozzarella cheese has to be from water buffalo to be considered mozzarella. That is the approach we've taken in utilizing the amount of water buffalo in the U.S. and growing our industry.
When you get outside of the United States, how big is water buffalo in the dairy business, if you will?
About 15% of the world's milk production is coming from water buffalo, just not in the United States. So when you say the word buffalo around the world, everybody thinks water buffalo, whereas in the United States, it's generally thought of as American bison. So they are very prevalent around the world. Southeast Asia is where the bulk of their population is, and you see them as a very multi-purpose animal, pulling carts, working in the rice paddies, used for meat purposes, as well as families and villages getting their daily dairy requirement from the water buffalo.
Is there anything unique about water buffalo when you compare them to some of our traditional dairy breeds?
They do have a very prevalent longevity and health traits across the whole species. So they do live to be 18 to 25 years old and have a long longevity and good health traits involved in sound feet and legs, strong front ends, and very good animals.
I thought it was interesting, one of the questions asked at the end of your tour was about whether are they really aggressive animals, and you explained that very well, so why don't you tell us about that?
They're more of a flight animal than a fight. A lot of people get them mixed up with the Cape buffalo in Africa, and they really are more of a companion animal, and the U.S. population is on range conditions, so they really haven't had the opportunity to be worked or put into confinement settings, and so it is a challenge when we first get them in, but they do come along and respond just like a dairy cow.
How has the milk that you've been and product that you've been able to make from milking these animals work financially for the company?
Everything's starting to fall into place as far as our business goals and marketing goals, and we've achieved nationwide distribution nationwide through Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, and that has been a great tool as far as getting the water buffalo products out. People that are lactose intolerant can generally handle water buffalo products, and it is a very unique product. So,
is there anything else about raising water buffalo for dairy that other dairy producers might be interested in that you would point out?
They utilize more of your mediocre quality forage, and they thrive on that. They don't need high energy dense diets, which is where a lot of your feed costs come from. So that, in that sense, they are a beneficial animal.
If somebody wants to learn anything more about water buffalo for dairy, or yours in particular, how would they find out more information?
They can contact us through our website, woodstockwaterbuffalo.com, all one word, woodstockwaterbuffalo.com, and that's the easiest way to get a hold of us.
Thank you very much. I've been speaking with Kent Underwood, talking about water buffaloes with one of the virtual farm tours here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.